Gretchen Kriegmont has been at Thunder Mountain High School long enough to work with former students' kids.
I had a kid come in the door and I'm like, oh my gosh, who is your dad? I 100% am sure I taught your father. So just kind of seeing whole families grow up all the way from, you know, kindergarten all the way through is pretty amazing.
Over the last two decades, Kriegmont and other retirees have watched the district expand to new campuses, weather the pandemic, and incorporate Alaska Native language and curriculum. Kriegmont started out in the district as a history teacher and then became a school counselor. She wanted to help students grow academically, emotionally, and socially. She says that balance was especially important during the pandemic.
While it was really challenging, we persevered. And I think that's what education is about and what high schoolers are about is you see the resilience that high schoolers offer and the magic that they bring to society.
Fellow retiree Henry Hopkins saw that magic too. His outdoor biology class at Yadot Katle Juneau Douglas High School has been at the forefront of Juneau's efforts to incorporate Alaska Native knowledge and language into its schools.
In my outdoor biology class, we talk a lot about names of the landscape, because a lot of names are very informative in Tlingit.
His students wondered why Juneau Douglas High School didn't have a Tlingit name, like some of the other schools in the district. The students met with the Douglas Indian Association, and Fran Houston gifted the name the school has today, Yadot Katle, which means beautifully adorned face. Hopkins' class also highlighted Tlingit science and subsistence. He invited Indigenous elders to the classroom, who taught the students about things like halibut hooks. He says it helped strengthen his relationships with his Alaska Native students.
I think historically our school system has done very poorly with Native students and the Native community. I've been trying to bridge that gap from the first day I taught, I think.
Lucy Potter sees new gaps forming. As the principal at Sit-Atish Anach Glacier Valley Elementary School for the last 9 years, she's seen some of the district's youngest students go through the pandemic. She called the last week of school an emotional roller coaster.
You feel some sadness and some relief and some joy, and it's really a mixed bag of emotions.
Teachers are still trying to help kids catch up academically. They're also seeing more behavioral and emotional challenges among students. Potter teared up when she talked about the changes and how tired they've left teachers.
What I'm seeing as a result of that, and just all of them pouring their hearts out, and teaching, not only teaching, but doing a lot of social-emotional learning with them and helping them through these really difficult residual effects from COVID. I think that they're tired. They're really tired.
Potter is too. And she's worried that the Alaska Reads Act, which goes into effect in fall, will add even more work onto teachers' plates. The act requires schools to consider holding students back if they're not reading at grade level. Potter thinks that could do more harm than good.
Many of our families are just making it by. They're working two and three jobs to provide for their family. And, you know, some of them aren't as involved in their children's education. And I worry that the Reads Act is creating even more of a divide.
Potter's office was filled with colorful decorations during the last week of school. Staff filled her office with balloons and students wrote cards. I want you to be happy when you quit your job, one student wrote. Also, you are the best principal ever. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.